Kind of feels like it's global campaign season right now. Brazil has a presidential runoff this weekend. We have those midterms coming up in less than 2 weeks. And in Jerusalem, they're holding municipal elections at the end of the month. One candidate there is running to become the first Palestinian on the city council. But to win, he'll need to persuade other Palestinians to drop their longstanding boycott of Israeli elections. Daniela Cheslow has our story from East Jerusalem.
Ramadan Dabash opens the door onto a paved terrace in East Jerusalem, in the Palestinian neighborhood where he grew up, Sur Bahir.
If you see here, our neighbors here.
And he compares his part of town to the Jewish neighborhood right in front of us, Armon HaNatziv.
They have parking, they have a swimming pool, they have roads, good roads, safety roads, they have everything. But here in Sur Bahir, we don't have nothing.
Palestinians make up more than a third of Jerusalem's population, but they receive far less than their share of city funds and have higher rates of unemployment and poverty than their Jewish neighbors. Dabash says he's running for city council to try to change that.
This is a cabbage here. This is a kind of cabbage.
He shows me a vegetable garden that's part of a gleaming new community center he helped get built when he was the head of the Sur Bahir Neighborhood Council. Now he says it's time to work from the inside to get these kinds of resources for other Palestinian neighborhoods in the city. He's created a local party of Palestinian candidates. What's the name of your list?
It's Al-Quds Baladi. Jerusalem is my city.
If he's elected, Dabash says he'll improve education in East Jerusalem and fight an Israeli practice of demolishing Palestinian homes built without permits. The city issues building permits at a much lower rate in Palestinian neighborhoods than in Israeli areas. Driving through Sur Bahir, you can see some of the things that Ramadan Dabash wants to change. I'm passing now a green dumpster. It's open and enormous. Trucks and buses have to squeeze by in a road that's not wide enough. The sidewalks are thin and in poor repair. Dabash's campaign is controversial here. Most Palestinians in Jerusalem are not Israeli citizens. Instead, they're legal residents. They can vote in municipal elections, but the majority choose not to. It's a protest of Israel's annexation of their side of the city in 1967. Palestinians see East Jerusalem as the capital of their future state. Dabash says he's gotten death threats, and he believes Palestinian opponents tried to kidnap his 3-year-old son.
Do you think that was connected to the election?
Yeah.
So he's taking a quiet approach to the campaign. He has no election posters because he's afraid other Palestinians will tear them down. Instead, he speaks in private homes, in mosques, and on social media. And Dabash hired a religious Israeli campaign advisor to open doors in City Hall.
The Jewish women say they trust me because I have my sister is Jewish.
A recent Hebrew University poll found that 58% of Palestinians surveyed in East Jerusalem agreed that Palestinians should vote for their representatives in municipal elections. But speaking to people outside the community center, I can't find anyone who says for sure they'll cast a ballot. A woman named Sarah Dwayat says the city should get rid of the mice that feed off of raw sewage. A man next to her, Naim Salman, says the problem isn't the sewage and mice, it's the astronomical cost of building permits. But would he vote for Dabash? I will not vote, and I don't trust anybody, he says. These days, you can't believe anyone, Dwayat adds. And a community activist tells me that voting in the Jerusalem election is basically saying you consent to Israel's rule. Another Palestinian, Aziz Abu Sara, announced a run for Jerusalem mayor earlier this year. The world spoke to him in September.
We cannot only complain about what's wrong here. We cannot sit idle. We have to do something. Inaction is given up, and we refuse to be inactive.
But Abu Sara ultimately dropped out of the race. He says Israeli authorities began questioning his right to maintain his residency status in Jerusalem. And he says Palestinians opposed to his run threatened his brother's life. Abu Sara says he wishes Dabash good luck.
I think if he's able to win, he will break the taboo. I think if he was able to win, next elections, you will see 3, 4, 5 different Palestinian lists running, and you'll see a huge amount of Palestinians voting.
To take that first step and get onto city council, Dabash needs about 7,000 votes. For the world, Daniela Cheslow, Jerusalem.